Sabrina, how's it going?
I'm going well, thanks. How are you?
We're doing really well. You ready to take Sam on?
I'll try.
Okay, how do you normally do when you play along in your car every morning?
Well, recently the questions have been harder, but like two, three out of five.
Mm,
they have been tough lately.
I agree.
Yesterday especially.
Producer Rob is going through something, clearly.
It's anger issues.
All right, Sabrina, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you.
Okay.
What movie begins with a feather coming to rest in front of a Savannah, Georgia bus stop?
Forrest Gump.
What board game has players climbing up one thing but sliding down another?
Snakes and Ladders.
What brand of jeans has a red tab on the back pocket?
Levi's.
James, Fundy, and Ungava are all what?
They're bays up north.
Darius Rucker used to front this huge 1990s band.
Oh, pardon me, repeat?
Darius Rucker used to front this huge 1990s band.
There's the buzzer. Okay,
pass.
You did well.
Pass.
Nice work, Sabrina. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring Sam back in. Oh, he's listening to The Weeknd. He's going to be here in July, just announced.
Yeah. What an artist to see live.
It's amazing live. And don't forget, Donna Saker has your chance to win tickets coming up this morning at 8:20 when she kicks off 2 hours of hits nonstop. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for Sam to lose. Let's go.
Okay. What movie begins with a feather coming to rest in front of a Savannah, Georgia bus stop?
Forrest Gump.
What board game has players climbing up one thing but sliding down another?
Snakes and Ladders.
What brand of jeans has a red tab on the back pocket?
Levi's.
James, Fundy, and Ungava are all what?
Bays?
Darius Rucker used to front this huge 1990s band.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
And that'd be five.
Great band.
Okay, let's see how y'all made it this morning. What movie begins with a feather coming to rest in front of a Savannah, Georgia bus stop? The answer is Forrest Gump. You're both correct. What board game has players climbing up one thing but sliding down another? That, of course, will be Snakes and Ladders. You both got that right.
Mm-hmm.
The brand of jeans that has a red tab on the back pocket, it's Levi's. You're both correct.
Nice.
James, Fundy, and Ungava are all bays. You're both right.
Wow.
And Darius Rucker used to front this huge 1990s band. Oh, Sabrina, this hurts. Because you did so well. It was beautifully executed. The answer is Hootie and the Blowfish, and Sam was correct on that one.
Just by that last question.
Sabrina, I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. It's fine. Thank you for having me.
You are really good at that. You're very calm, cool, and collected compared to most people we have on.
I don't know why, though. I'm a nervous person.
Oh, you are.
Not today. Says the opposite effect.
You hide it well. You did great, and we'd love to have you try again, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sabrina. Have a good one.
You too, bye.
She just seems like the type of person who gets business done.
She was so nice because we were sad that she lost. She's like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about me. It's all good.
All right, that means we've got $100 to spend at Madison's Restaurant and Bar to give away on our text line at 92925.
Very cool. Text Snakes and Ladders.
Okay, you can text Snakes and Ladders for your chance to win. We've got Lucenzo on the way for you. 6:46 right now. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And don't forget, just a couple of days left for you to get in to win an amazing chalet getaway next week for your March break. Take a listen to this. Yeah, you can win some tickets to see the Ethnic Show. Always one of the best parts of Just for Laughs every summer. Catherine in Laval. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Are you a bit nervous?
A little.
Yeah, I've been there. You'll do great, though. You know how to play?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm cheering for you.
Okay, Catherine. What is a group of otters called?
Excuse me, can you repeat?
What is a group of otters called?
Auditors.
What country's flag is a white cross in the middle of a red background?
Swiss. Switzerland.
What type of underwear did Cisco write a song about?
Pat?
What did the Winklevoss twins try to take credit for creating?
Pat?
What was Monica's profession on Friends?
Ooh. There's a buzzer. Okay. Nice work, Catherine. We're going to bring Sam back in from his isolated booth where he was listening. Oh, The Weeknd again.
Yeah.
He's going to be here July 2nd, and you can win some tickets starting this morning at 8:20 with Donna. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
Here we go.
Okay. What is a group of otters called?
Pass.
What country's flag is a white cross in the middle of a red background?
Switzerland.
What type of underwear did Sisko write a song about?
Thongs.
What did the Winklevoss twins try to take credit for creating?
Pass.
What was Monica's profession on Friends?
Man, I don't know. Real estate agent?
Sure. What is a group of otters called?
I don't know. A group of Ottoman? I'm kidding.
What did the Winklevoss twins try to take credit for creating?
Bitcoin?
Ooh, there is the buzzer. All right, let's see how you both made out this morning. So with us, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. They were tough this morning. The questions were tough.
They really were.
The first question,
yes,
a
were.
Group of otters is called a family. Now we all know they're a family. What country's flag is a white cross? It has a white cross in the middle of a red background. We would have accepted both Denmark or Switzerland. So you're both correct because you both said Switzerland.
Nice.
What type of underwear did Sisko write a thong about? The answer is a thong, and Sam was correct on that one. He'll never forget the music video.
Yeah, I know.
What did the Winklevoss twins try to take credit for creating? The answer is Facebook.
Yeah.
It was a huge debacle. There was a huge lawsuit between them and Mark Zuckerberg as well. So neither one of you were correct on that one. And the last question, what was Monica's profession on Friends? She was a chef. And neither one of you got that question right. Oh, unfortunately, Catherine, that makes Sam the winner, but barely.
It's okay. It's much harder.
It's true.
When you try it for real.
It really is. I get it. And especially for the first time, that clock ticking in the background, I get it. We'd love to have you try again, though, okay?
Thank you. You guys are great.
We love you. And you did really well. He only beat you by one question, and the answer was thong, to put that in perspective.
Not proud of that win, but I'll still take it.
Catherine, have a great day.
Right.
Thanks for listening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
All right.
Unfortunately, that's another win for Sam.
Moving on.
Fortunately, we've got a great prize to give away. By phone, I guess, right now, because our text line, we're having some issues. So you can call us. We'll take caller number 9. You can win 2 tickets to see The Nasty Show running from July 15th to the 25th at MTELUS as part of Just for Laughs.
Text thong.
No texting. Call us.
All right.
Call us at 514-790-0925. When our producer answers the phone, you need to say thong. You have a chance to win those Ethnic Show tickets. All right, we've got Post Malone on the way for you. And it is 8:20 this morning, like I mentioned, that we've got your chance to win some tickets to see The Weeknd. Just announced this morning he's going to be here in Montreal taking over the Bell Centre coming up on July 2nd.